This is Northwest News on 88.5 KPLU. Microsoft is helping to preserve forest lands at the foot of Mount Rainier by investing in their potential to soak up carbon pollution. The Nisqually Carbon Project keeps 520 acres intact and will fund their management for the next century. KPLU Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has the story.
Microsoft is involved in projects all over the world that have helped the software giant reach carbon neutrality. But those projects aren't usually on land that people in the Pacific Northwest could easily take a walk through or actually look up at to see how much carbon it's absorbing. Paula Swedeen is a forest policy specialist with the Washington Environmental Council, and she's been doing just that in the trust lands near her home in Olympia.
So you can take physical measurements of the tree and note what species it is and note if there's any defects or, you know, chunks taken out of the tree. You get a very good calculation of the volume of the tree.
And how much pollution it absorbs. She's been doing the math on the Nisqually land deal. It's now been verified using California's carbon cap and trade standards. Each ton of carbon locked up in the trees is to be bought and sold on their exchange. Microsoft is buying most of them, and the income generated will go back to the land to manage the forests, restore some logged areas, and keep them healthy for the next 100 years. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.